I speak out against this war, not in anger, but with anxiety and sorrow in my heart, and above all with a passionate desire to see our beloved country stand as the moral example of the world. I speak out against this war because I am disappointed with America.
How old are you?
26 years old.
26 and angry.
And angry.
I'll rip this shank out of the wall.
So what's your broad take on things right now?
Right now it seems to be getting worse than it ever has in my lifetime. Or even previous to my existence.
This is East Africa and man, your ancestor of 1.5 million years ago. He is ape-like, clothed in coarse hair, but he stands upright. He can think.
There's so many issues right now that I could barely even put my finger on anyone in particular. It's that bad to me.
Now, you and I are liberals. And we point fingers at the right and say these people are programmed by the media, programmed by Fox News, programmed. You think we're subject to that as being on the left? Are we subject to the own media we choose to draw our information from?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I think everyone is. We all, as humans, we look to other humans to provide information, especially when we're working most of our existence.
Ow! Magera, I don't know where they buy.
And we fill in the blanks that way by, you know, seeing someone else's views, and if they're on par with what you will believe, then you tend to go with what they'll say.
We have the chief propaganda officer in the White House named Karl Rove, and he uses these terms like spreading democracy, and all this really means is grabbing land and grabbing wealth.
When you bank at Society National, you'll see what a bank can do. When you bank at Society National, the focus is on you.
You know any jokes?
Not right now.
No? Not right now.
No.
Nothing's funny right now, is
it? Nothing that I can see on the air.
That your wife be on a business trip? Hey, did you hear about the sex maniac who's hard of hearing, huh?
I bought a pair of shoes.
But I
went into a shop, and 10 minutes later, I was out of the shop with the shoes.
You made a quick decision.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, boy, here comes Henry.
Oh, boy.
What did you do today here at the ranch?
Not much.
No? Did you cut that? Now, we had a big windstorm the other day, and some limbs fell down. I see you got those all.
Sure, you helped me pick up the branches.
Are they still sitting out there, or did you cut them up?
Oh, you're almost not cut them all. More tomorrow.
Huh? In a few moments, when I have you open your eyes, you will not have any desire to eat any candy or jams or fatty vegetables such as beans or corn.
Break. Break, break on thy cold gray stones, O sea.
Tell me what you know about New Jersey.
No.
I think Rob Petrie lived in
Newark, New Jersey.
Rob Petrie from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah, I think that's all I know about New Jersey.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face.
Atlantic City.
That's in New Jersey?
Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
Bon Jovi.
Oh, tomorrow he's going to be on a talk show.
What, who?
Oprah.
Who is?
John Bon Jovi.
Do you like him?
Oh, he's so cute.
Oh, hi.
He talks really cool, and he's got compassion towards people. And
you think so?
So cute and everything.
What's so cute about Bon Jovi?
His hair.
Oh, hi.
I'm going to wear beads for Halloween.
You are. What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a reject of the Jerry Springer.
Jerry, 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 Jerry.
A reject from Jerry Springer? Do you watch Springer?
I do.
Yeah?
I do. I tape it and I watch it and I can't believe people are that stupid.
Tell the truth. Aren't you sorry you married me just a little bit?
I'm not sorry, just a little bit.
Yeah, do you know that he, at one time, was a politician?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Now, Spence. I'm going to have to look this up on Google or something, but why do I think he was the mayor of Cincinnati?
I don't know.
Am I glad that's over with?
This is what it said about Jerry Springer in Wikipedia.
Gerald Norman Jerry Springer, born February 13th, 1944, in Hampstead, London.
Oh, really?
His parents were Jewish refugees from Germany.
Lasst euch nicht verführen, es gibt keine Wiederkehr.
In January of 1949, he emigrated to the USA from England with his family on the RMS Queen Mary.
I thought I heard a dog in here, Mary.
Jerry Springer earned a Bachelor of Arts degree from Tulane University in 1965, majoring in political science. He earned a Juris Doctor degree from Northwestern University in 1968.
For she is the sweetheart of Phi Kappa Psi, the girl of all girls most dear.
He then became a campaign aide to Robert Kennedy. After Kennedy's assassination, he joined a Cincinnati law firm.
Davis, Brown, and Lockwood, attorneys, 629 Fairfield Building, Chicago, Illinois. As my partner has outlined it to me, you were injured by a thumbtack while masticating a portion of a cake baked by the Newmarket Baking Company and purchased by you from a local dealer. As I understand the matter, while you did not actually swallow the thumbtack, it injured the roof of your mouth and cracked a filling which had to be replaced. Thus, you can show actual damages and also petition the court for adequate compensation for the anguish you suffered.
In 1970, Jerry Springer ran for a seat in the United States House of Representatives, but failed to unseat incumbent Republican Don Clancy.
Really?
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 Yes.
Springer was elected to the Cincinnati City Council in 1971, at the age of 27. He resigned in 74 after it was discovered that he had paid a prostitute with a personal check that had been found when police raided a massage parlor. A few days later, he made a public apology for this affair. The next year, he was re-elected to the city council, though he had to run as an independent. A few years later, in 1977, he ran as a Democrat.
Faster, Whitey! Run!
In a successful bid to be mayor of Cincinnati. He was just 33 years old. Jerry Springer.
If ever the devil was born without a pair of horns, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. If ever an angel fell, Jezebel, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. If ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue.
Jezebel,
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 it was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment man, it was you. And Jezebel, it was you. Would be better had I never known a lover such as you. Forsaking dreams and all for the siren call of your arms. Like a demon, love possessed me. You obsessed me constantly. What evil star is mine that my fate's design should be? Jezebel, Jezebel,
Jezebel, Jezebel.
If ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue.
Jezebel,
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 it was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment man, it was you, night and day. Jezebel, Jezebel.
Boy, I bet you have perfume all over, don't you suppose?
Boy.
Jezebel.
Can you just stick a pine cone in the ground and it'll grow into a pine tree? a plant, does it grow from the cone? Is that the seed?
That's the seed.
Can you just stick a pine cone in the ground and it'll grow into a pine tree?
I never tried that before. I imagine you could.
But you'd rather have a little head start.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I've done that before. I found like a little 1 foot or 6 inch and then grew that as a house plant till it was like 3 feet tall and then planted that outside and it's doing really well now.
Do you have your own house?
I got my own house.
Yeah, you bought it?
Yes.
Man, that's awesome. I've never had that kind of responsibility. I'm just a renter.
Okay.
I wish I had it together that well. You must be proud of your house.
It's not the best house in town, but then looking around, it's not the worst.
Yeah, it's yours, man.
Yeah, it's mine.
What are you going to have for supper tonight?
A chuck steak, which I made last night, but I fell asleep.
Chuck steak?
Yeah. I had that on the grill.
Oh, you grilled up. I'm going to say hi to your mom. What is your first name?
It's Doreen.
Doreen, yeah. That is a classic American name.
I tell people it's a Mouseketeer name.
Was it one of the Mouseketeers?
Yeah.
Yes, I idolized that girl because I thought she was the only other Doreen in this world.
So Chicago your whole life?
Oh, yeah. Do you
love Chicago? And you've spent time in New York.
Well, yeah, I've been in New York, and I lived for a while on the West Coast, too. But Chicago, you know, I try to... People that haven't spent much time there.
You've been to the West Coast.
I live
East
on the
Coast,
West Coast for a
Chicago.
While.
You're like the wind, Doreen.
I just have to move about.
Do you like to keep moving? Haven't you been that you want to go?
Where haven't I been that I want to go?
In the world. Honestly, I mean, think of a place.
I think I've been everywhere I wanted
have
to go.
Have you really?
Yeah,
have you been to
that.
Europe?
Yeah.
To champagne cocktail.
This is nice.
And you are nice. Do you understand French?
Just a few words.
Uh-huh. Well, in that case, votre chevelure est si belle. Vos yeux sont merveilleux. J'adore le son de votre voix. Je n'ai pas vu d'aussi belles jambes depuis 2 jours.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Asia.
Thailand.
And you still think that you are...
President of the United States.
Incidentally, I like that suit you're wearing. Who made that for you?
Millions of South Vietnamese men, women, and children.
Yes, that's an interesting tie. Where did you get the tie?
Thailand.
Thailand.
Tasia, did you like Thailand?
To visit? You know, I really can say that clearly.
I will not send you home to Kansas until you have killed the Wicked Witch of the West.
Guys, it's Clay Pigeon for the Dusty Show here in Wisconsin where I live, and I'm hard up for wonder.
Aww.
I don't know if you can relate to that, but for the last couple of weeks I've been thinking to myself of how I've lost my sense of wonder for just being able to be interested and be amazed by the simplest of things. And sometimes, you know, as a man, for me, that comes by re-examining things of interest, just, you know, vacant lots and rocks and puddles and...
Hey! Look at that!
Wow, it's a puddle! Throw a rock in it!
Okay!
Here's a pile of bricks over here. I like the sound of brick on brick. Plastic garbage cans. And here's a dumpster full of cardboard.
It is a very beautiful fall brisk day. The sky is a very pretty blue with some cirrus clouds, and the sunset is making them appear a beautiful pastel pink.
No. Yes.
Describe the autumn foliage. It hasn't really turned yet.
Yeah, nothing's really turned. A couple trees here and there, but other than that...
What's going on in your youthful world? How old are you?
1, 2, 3, 4.
23.
23 now. How has life changed since you were a little younger? Are you starting to get some hints of adulthood going now? You kind of seeing what it's really all about?
Not yet. Just since I've been 21.
When I was 1 and 20, I heard a wise man say, "Give crowns and pounds and guineas, but not your heart away."
Hold it! Just a minute there!
Still partying?
Oh, but of course.
What does partying entail for a young person like you who shall remain nameless?
Well, that would be pretty much going to the bars.
Hey! Olé! Yeehaw! A toast!
This weekend's a special weekend. My friend's coming back for the weekend before he heads over to Iraq.
Really?
Yes.
And what branch of the service is he in?
He's in the Army.
Ready? Let her rip! And hit her again! They're turning on us! Steady!
fire. Good going. He's smoking now. Now they're coming out. Let's get him.
He's in the Army.
Army?
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming back, so he's been where?
He is... he's in Kansas right now, stationed, and he will be going to Iraq.
I will not send you home to Kansas until you have killed the Wicked Witch of the West.
Is this a friend or a romantic interest?
No, just a friend.
Okay, okay. Old high school friend?
No, a friend of the old, my best friend's ex-boyfriend's friend.
Huh?
And are you concerned about him going to Iraq?
It's a little scary, but things seem to be more in control there than they used to be.
What makes you say that?
Less people are dying. Less soldiers?
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It's just what I hear on the news.
That less people are?
Yeah, more Iraqi people it seems like, but less soldiers.
There's been another bombing attack in the southern Iraqi city of Hilla. At least 25 people are dead and dozens more were hurt in today's bombing at the entrance of a Shiite Muslim mosque. The police believe the blast was caused by a planted explosive.
What's your feeling about the war?
Just be nice to have it be over with, over and done.
I'm not sure I know any more than you.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore.
What do you mean? Did you used to know?
No, I never knew.
Did you used to follow it more closely?
No.
Never have?
Not really. I don't like war stuff. It's just depressing and yeah.
I'm not picking on you, Jess, but I know you are down with the president.
Yes, I voted for Bush.
Do you regret it?
No, I don't. I think he was the right person at that time.
But now?
Oh, yeah, I still think he's handled things in the correct manner.
What about the hurricane?
I think it was just miscommunication between all the different branches of government, local to federal. It was pretty much everyone's fault.
Yeah.
So
overall, you're okay with things?
Yeah, things are okay.
Mr. Bush again said the U.S. will remain in Iraq until the mission is completed, offering no timeline.
The Iraqis are showing a more and more capability to take the fight to the enemy. And that's how we're going to succeed in helping democracy become established in Iraq.
As I pulled in my driveway, tonight, when I got home from work, I saw my landlady, Maria, from Holland. She was heading across the backyard towards me, and she accused me of breaking her clothespin pail when I hung my laundry on the line this weekend. She was just giving me a hard time. She's a nice old woman. She's a big Rush Limbaugh listener. We like to give each other a hard time about politics. What?
Did you break my clothespin pail?
Yeah, I picked it up and it just
yeah, I know. I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
Because it probably fell out of your hands, too.
No, it didn't. Well, I just went like that and it just broke right off. I figured you would know I didn't do it on purpose. I can probably find you another one. You need another one?
No, Hank will pick another one out of the basement. Don't worry about it.
What do you think of Hillary Clinton?
I don't know. I see her today. I didn't hear her.
No, in general.
But Hillary Clinton is an opportunist.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're recording it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, forget it.
You don't like her?
No. No, I don't. No. She's a liar, too.
Don't go for her?
I don't trust her.
Who do you like?
Who do I like?
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, and I like the new guy that they chose for.
Robert?
Yeah.
Why do you like Rush Limbaugh?
Because he tells you like it is.
You think he does?
Hmm?
Tells the truth?
That I don't know.
He tells you what you want to hear.
No, you got a point there.
Oh! Hello! All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our first show here at the Dunes Motel.
Bill, don't be angry with me. And no, I won't say it.
That's good. Now you be a good little wife and stay home and tend to your knitting. I'll call you later.
Yes, dear. Have a nice day. And Well, just have a nice day.
What's on your mind?
Nothing's on my mind right now.
Not a thing?
No. Still can't find a t-shirt for my cousin.
Why does your cousin need a t-shirt?
He wants a Star Wars t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a great adventure took place. It is a period of civil war. Rebel spaceships, striking from a hidden base, have won their first victory against the evil Galactic Empire.
How about you, Star Wars or Star Trek?
No, I like Star Trek.
Right.
I like Star Trek, too.
You do?
We're Trekkers.
Oh, cool.
I heard that you don't say Trekkies, that the people who really like the show like to be called Trekkers.
Right.
Who's your favorite character on Star Trek?
Star Trek?
Do you like the old shows or the newer ones?
I wish Voyager was back in syndication.
Do you like Voyager?
Yeah, I like Voyager.
I like the old shows. Captain Kirk.
You are Captain Kirk?
I am Captain Kirk.
We've gone back to the 20th century, and you're Captain Kirk with this incredible power at your disposal.
Yes.
We have a world down there that Roddenberry and Shatner live on, which is unfair, intolerable, full of violence, bias, and so on.
Yes.
What would you, as Captain Kirk, do to change this?
Let them suffer. I mean it. If they can't work out their problems, if Captain Kirk and the Enterprise has to solve their problems, we'll have to make frequent visits. Seriously.
You are Captain Kirk.
You better believe it, Gene Roddenberry. And now, get off my bridge. Scotty, ahead. Warp factor one.
Oh, yeah.
Spock.
That was good.
Bones.
Uh-huh.
Scotty.
Oh, you'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you.
Damn it, Jim.
You're right.
I'm a doctor, not a tree surgeon. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I never went for Star Wars too much.
No, I never.
Too cuddly. Too fuzzy.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure you'll be very pleased with that one, sir. He really is in first-class condition. I've worked with him before. Here he comes.
My
girlfriend bought me a Star Wars video, and I haven't... And she bought me that like 4 years ago, and I still haven't watched it.
Those new Star Wars movies, I don't...
Well, that's what you want, just...
I think Jar Jar Binks was the end of it for me.
Right.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.
Maybe that's why I can't find a Star Wars t-shirt.
I don't know what the truth is.
Aww. Is it somewhere in the middle of what everyone believes?
I don't know what the truth is. But I do know that the people on the right are starting to question themselves. That's for sure.
In what sense?
Because it's almost like a there's been a paradigm shift as in thought process of the right. If you look at the current administration who call themselves Republicans, they are in name only when you compare them to a Barry Goldwater.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue.
Or a traditional conservative, even a Bob Dole. Would be a different type of conservative than what is presently in the White House.
Because Bush is so unpopular, the Republicans have to distance themselves from Bush in some way while still being loyal Republicans.
Mm-hmm. What about the Democratic side? Same hold true for them?
Well, the main thing that's happened on that side is that Democrats have gradually turned into moderates, starting really with Bill Clinton. More than anyone. And that's definitely a trend that has continued. But either way, it's the moderate side is now left of where the conservative side has moved, so our biggest problem is really apathy and ignorance as to what is going on. And more so apathy in that we don't care.
Right.
I think that people who don't vote have no right to talk about the issues.
Do you think dumbing down is real? Do you feel it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Dumbing down in every sense. I mean,
you think it's intentional?
Is
this dumb population more malleable?
Mental control. Mental control. Mental control.
Certainly. Well, I mean, you could always point right to the things that people are more concerned about that are shown on the TV every night.
It is the creation of Japan's Aerosmith Exploration Agency, much like Francis...
Aerosmith?
I'm sorry, okay, they're not going to be singing on this one. This jet is extremely curious.
Future of the world, as you see it.
Future of the world shouldn't even hinge on these trivial things that we do. It really is all about starting to realize that we're destroying the planet and that that's what's going to destroy us eventually as a society. It's starting to realize that these corporations should have so much power and influence over what the masses do and that they could use all the influence they have and the money they have to promote a better future, which they do not. That's really the worst. I mean, really, the thing that concerns me the most is not even politics as much as what's the world going to be like in 100 years?
I advanced the rate of speed again. The little hands on the dials raced around faster and faster. I thought, how exciting to be traveling in the future. What wonderful advances man must have made in all these years. Then I resolved to stop. I grabbed the lever.
What's the world going to be like in 100 years? Is there going to be much of a world left? People don't even realize that the magnetic poles are shifting as we speak, which is going to cause... Who knows what that's going to cause?
I don't know.
There's so many environmental issues and...
Avian flu. It's going to wipe us off the map.
Confusion and fear have invaded the whole world. Misunderstood nationalism, fanaticism, political dogmas, and lack of liberty and justice are feeding mistrust and hostility that make the collective danger greater every day.
Sudden, there he was, the alderman.
Oh, hi.
How do you see the future? That's what I want to know.
I see the future in the classical sense, that in the beginning is the word. You know, sometimes it might seem a little absurd, but it comes to be as we learn to see with the eyes of faith and moving forward with positive ideas that come, that a better way might be revealed, and people that of good faith and good heart and the talents will be inspired to come together and make a sustainable future, because right now we have a lot of problems on the planet.
And the society wants to make you a financial slave. They give you those stupid credit cards, too young in life. They don't teach you about savings. And they want to get you all this, I hate to say it, financial slavery, so you can't stick your neck out. You can't say, screw, you can't say, I'm not taking it, Mr. Boss, and leave. It's tough. And you got your wife home with a couple kids?
Never mind, yeah.
You know, our habits and our needs far outstrip what the planet in the long run we'll be able to provide. So we have to change our ways, and we have to change our numbers and our attitudes so we can live in a more harmonious way with one another.
Ow! Oh, is that pickle, huh? Come on, Ransickle! Come on, laugh it up, Tony Gordon!
Do you think that change of ways is going to happen voluntarily, or will we be dragged kicking and screaming into the future?
Yeah. That's what we want to avoid, the screaming and kicking and protesting, because we want it our way, and we want our SUVs, we want our air-conditioned cars, and we want all the creature comforts that we've come dependent upon.
I need a fork.
Me falta el tenedor.
If we don't learn to have some self-discipline,
ow,
and understand that we have to limit our own appetites.
When I have you open your eyes in a few moments, you will not have any desires to eat between meals. Instead, you will chew gum.
The amount of water that it takes to produce the feed, to feed the cows, to turn around so we can slaughter these cows or these animals, or however they farm them off of the chickens or whatever, these horrific conditions.
Back here.
So we can eat our meat and get a higher level of protein or further on the food chain.
I'm big and I'm fat, as you very well know.
I believe our culture, as we start to understand what is most economically feasible, environmentally sustainable, I believe then we will come into a greater balance with our own, what we say we believe in is good. And once we start living in accordance with the true ideal of...
Aren't we making this whole bloody thing into more than it is, actually? I mean, really?
We won't be dragged, screaming, kicking into the future. We will go dancing and celebrating that we're living in accordance with divine principles of grace, and then all sorts of wonders can become available to us through the other dimension.
Now, I know you improv songs, and you like drums, and we don't have a drum in here, but here's a trash can, an empty trash can that I can turn upside down. And I bet if you can turn that into a makeshift drum, I'll bet. So sing me something. Just let it go.
I sing it. I'm a Pentecostal minister. Sometimes the words come out. So, ah, ya, mana. So, ah, be it for love. Ya, the affirmative, or Yahweh. Of course, mana is like that food that would be given to us from the etheric realm to sustain us in a good way. And I was told that Na is the creation of grace. So Ma Na would be the mother creation of grace. So Aya Ma Na, that's the love, the divine God, the mother's expression of thankfulness that creates the grace by which we all live. Kumbapate Humanateha. I'll just have to go with it for a second. The translation comes slow sometimes.
Oh, children, dance and play.
So this is the holiday of that who cares for and celebrates the blessings of the righteousness ruling us from our heart, in our minds, virtuous aspects of our minds know the right way to travel in relation with one another. That when we live in accordance with this divine plan imprinted and written in our hearts, that we will celebrate this golden day that has been promised from all the traditions. And this golden age will come in a way most unexpected, in a kind vibration of our hearts beating as one.
celebrating all the day. And we be loving and free. Yes, we be. The love's meant to be. Yes, sir. Give me that.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
What's your final word to everybody in the audience?
Peace and love, and may we all listen to the deepest part of our hearts to guide us in a kind way.
That was the alderman. I haven't seen him for a long time. He's back. What's got your goat?
What?
What's got your goat?
What does that mean?
So old. What's got you irritated? What's got you stressed out?
Irritating. Lazy people at work.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
There's this guy, Don, that just sits on his butt all day. And when he bends over to help someone and he just puts his elbows on the counter, his butt hangs out and it's really, really gross.
Refrigerator repairman crack?
Yeah, it's really gross. Like, he needs a belt. Real bad belt.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just when he bends over and leans on the counter. It's not even like he's a plumber. Lately, yeah.
Is he aware of it?
Yeah, I let him know that he's doing that.
He's aware of it?
Yeah, and then I tell him to pull his pants up and he doesn't do it.
It's not on purpose.
No, but he purposely doesn't pull him up.
Well, hey, everybody, it's Clay Pigeon in Wisconsin for the Dusty Show, and I'm almost out of time. It's only my second show, and I'm already developing that bad habit of not finishing my programs until the last possible minute before I have to mail them off to Jersey in order to get on the air on time. It's 3:15 a.m. early Friday morning, and I'm burning the midnight oil. I've got to be to work, actually, in about 4 hours. I don't want to think about that. I thought I did pretty good for the first 45 minutes of the show, and then here in the last 10 or so, I've kind of flagged a little bit and had to pad a little bit with some odds and ends. I hope you didn't mind. I hope it somewhat kept your interest. Here's some people who emailed me over the last week. I sure did love hearing from you. Mark in St. Paul, Minnesota. Monroe in Baltimore, Maryland. Scott in Tarpon Springs, Florida. Kelly in Branson, Missouri. Jimmy in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Roxanne and James in London, England. And Jimbo out in Seattle, Washington. People from all across the country and across the ocean, as a matter of fact, listening to The Dusty Show, and that's exciting to think about. If you'd like to email me, you always can, dusty@wfmu.org. And next week, we hook up the answering machine and let you guys call in and leave messages that we can broadcast on future episodes of The Dusty Show. So make sure you're here next Monday night at 7 o'clock for the next episode of The Dusty Show. Well, I gotta go.
Okay. So do I.
Gonna go have your chuck steak?
Yeah, I'm gonna have my chuck steak.
Chuck steak?
Yeah.
I wish that was my name.
Chuck?
Chuck steak.
Oh.
That's a joke, Ellie.
Okay.
Want
me to laugh?
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.